Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hi, angels. Happy Wednesday. Okay, here's an update with me. So I feel fine physically, right? However, I feel like my throat has been a little scratchy and I have a bit of a cough. I mean, as you guys can hear from my voice, I sound probably completely fine or maybe a tiny little bit congested. But I feel completely fine. Except for the fact that I just have a little scratchy throat, which makes me like kind of want to cough here and there. Now, I am fully vaccinated, so I'm not, and I don't have anything like COVID or anything like that. But it's just so interesting how everybody is getting like sick in some way, shape, or form around this time. And I just find that to be particularly interesting. But I'm grateful that that's all that I have, that I don't feel like sick or anything like that. Like, I'm completely fine. It's just irritating. So I'm just drinking a lot of tea, which I actually am drinking as we speak. Sip, sip. Straight like that. And I also had some like fresh juice. I had like an immunity shot that was like lemon, ginger, so that I'm breaking down like the mucus or whatever the case is. So today I actually wanted to talk about escapism, right? We are heading into the new year. This is the last episode of 2021 so far. Yeah, this is literally the last episode that I'm posting in 2021. I'm so glad that you guys are actually tuning in, and I love all of you guys that support me on here. I mean, truthfully, at this current point, my podcast is doing way, way better than my actual channel is for some interesting reason. I don't know what's going on with YouTube's algorithm, but I am so happy that I have this platform. And I kind of went viral on TikTok also like the other day, or maybe it's still going viral. I did a video with my friends, Den and Dustin, and on their page, it has over 6 million views. It's absolutely insane. Like, and I don't know, I'm a very multifaceted person and things like that. So I have a very, very good sense of humor. And, you know, I just thought it was a pretty fun video to do. And it was a complete shock, like what actually happened. You can see it probably on TikTok, or if you go to my TikTok, you can see it. But yeah, I thought that was really, really funny. But like I was saying, we're heading into the new year, and I think it's so important to talk about escapism and how we cope with things around us, how we are coping with boredom, loneliness, especially right now. We are wrapping up, okay, the holiday season, and I don't know. I just think that it's so easy to fall back into old patterns and you know, let's look at the definition of escapism, right? So it's the tendency to seek distraction and relief from an unpleasant reality, especially by seeking entertainment or engaging in fantasy, right? So what does this look like? How does this behavior manifest? This could be, you know, playing video games for hours. This could be, you know, staying on social media for hours. This could be staying involved in relationship dynamics or entertaining things completely out of boredom. And let me tell you this, it takes a very, very strong person to force yourself to not engage in certain behaviors when they're entertaining for you and you're bored, okay? I'm guilty of escapism myself, where it's like, oh, I'm just bored. Like, I kind of just want that, you know, stimulation. Let me get on this app. Like, it varies, you know, it varies per person. You understand what I'm saying? And you have to think about, in what ways do I escape, right? Do I like to, you know, party a lot? Do I like to drink a lot? Do I like to daydream? Do I, like, what is it that I do, that I'm doing that I am completely living in fantasy and I'm not living in reality? Because let me tell you something, time passes by and there is no such thing as getting time back. Yes, you can make silly decisions with money and things like that, but you can never get your time back. And that's why it's so important that we pay attention to how we are spending our time. If anything, what I'm encouraging you to do is to pay attention to how you are spending your time, okay? That, oh, you know, the relationship that you really, really want, I promise you, the right person is going to find you, okay, in your life. Let me let you guys know I'm super honest and open and transparent on here. And what I do right now, I'm currently talking to someone. It's very, very early on, so there isn't much data there. And I feel like now dating as, you know, an adult in my late 20s and all the things, all the knowledge that I've acquired and things like that, I find that I am a lot more relaxed in my approach. I'm not as obsessive and like concerned with whether or not, you know, they like me or whatever the case is. I'm more concerned with whether or not I genuinely like them, okay? And it feels like such an amazing place to be in because it's a sense of freedom. I have the understanding and the and I understand the reality that whoever's going to like me is going to like me. Whoever's going to like you is going to like you regardless. And even guys that, you know, try to talk to you or try to talk to me that I may not even particularly be interested in, and me voicing that truthful, you know, how I feel, those true feelings to them, it still doesn't make a person that wants you walk away from you. And I think in the beginning stages, we get so in our head. We want to be exactly what that person wants because, well, we want that person to like us. Of course we do, right? It's literally human nature, okay? Nobody on earth enjoys being disliked. It's not a normal thing. Okay. So when you're with someone, especially the younger that you are, you tend to, and I know you're like, no, I don't. And yes, you do. And if you haven't, you will, you probably will at some point or another in your life, you conform to what it is that you think that that person wants. Okay. They're super interested in, playing video games. You haven't played a video game in your life. You're super girly and all of a sudden you want to start, you know, showing interest in video games. Does it mean that you're being fake and you're trying to turn into a different person? No, but naturally when we like people, we like to share certain things with them and see what it's about. And hey, maybe you may try something and maybe you may actually like it. You never know. However, I think as an adult, especially over the age of 25, it's important to have the understanding that when you like somebody, you need to master the art and the balance of being yourself and being okay if that individual is just simply not on the same page. Let me tell you something. If there's, we can talk about all the rules and all these different things as much as we want. Don't do this, don't do that, don't do that. But let me tell you something, angels. If a man is ready, he's going to be ready. Let me be, I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna call a spade a spade. If you skip the rule that I too myself preach, wait X amount of time for not only time, but effort as well. It's not only time, okay? Like rules have evolved, men have evolved. Like people will stick around for a certain amount of time and still not want to take you seriously. Again, it just depends on that individual. You can also have a situation where you end up dating someone and you end up maybe sleeping with them earlier than you may have with another person, and that ends up forming into a relationship. But of course, to be safe, you don't want to do that when you don't know. You know, you want to protect yourself and your feelings and not emotionally attach yourself, because to me, nothing about having sex with anybody is casual. Nothing about it. But that's because I have a more traditional perspective as it pertains to that. I'm also a very spiritual person. So I believe if you're going to be bonding with someone and it's like all these weird rules come into play when you are naked and letting someone into your body, but you have all these rules of, oh, I can't call him because, oh, we're not boyfriend and girlfriend. How is it that you've seen my body and been in my body, but I don't really know much about you? Think about that. How are we still allowing things like that to genuinely happen? Does it feel good? Mm-mm. No, it doesn't. That doesn't feel good to know that that's your current reality. As we step into the year of 2022, it's imperative that we really, really start paying attention to how we are spending our time and how we're escaping. Oh my God, but I like him so much. I just want to be around him. I like, you just do anything at any cost because you want to cater to that person and you want to show that person that you really do like them. Then when they walk away from the situation, you're going to be brokenhearted. Why do I still want to be with him and he's not even good to me? I should have known. I shouldn't have did this. And that's another thing. Overriding your intuition for what? For what? There's no reason to override your intuition, because let me tell you something. Let me talk about the dangers of overriding your intuition. When you constantly ignore your intuition over and over and over again, guess what happens? It becomes such a dull voice that you don't even notice it. And you're so used to ignoring it that you don't even bother taking heed to anything that your intuition tells you, because you don't believe yourself, which means you don't trust yourself, which means you're going to attract people that also don't trust you, that it breeds a whole lot of issues. Now, dating from a healthier standpoint, me dating right now after taking a break from dating is so different and eye-opening and freeing. It's like, wow, I really feel free. Like, I am genuinely okay if someone doesn't, you know, if we like things work out, like things seem to like they're working out with someone and hey, it ends up not working out. That's okay. Because guess what? There will be somebody for you. There will be somebody for everybody. And essentially also, it is about what you believe as well. If you don't think that there's going to be someone out there for you, you're more than likely going to be someone that's going to settle. You're going to be someone that's going to compromise because you think that this must be the one. This is going to be the person for me. And that's not necessarily the case. It's not. So this actually leads me to my next point, right? Because you guys know I don't only like to stay stuck talking about or addressing the problems. I also want to offer solutions. So I found an amazing article that actually talks about healthy escapism and emotional intelligence behind fantasy and distraction. And it says that sometimes instead of venting your emotions, it's better to shift your awareness towards something different, right? So there is a such thing as healthy escapism, and you have to learn the importance of knowing when to engage with emotion versus when to disengage from an emotion, okay? And changing how you respond to your feelings, okay? And learning to have more an effective self-regulating, you know, perspective and having proper emotional management. I'm sorry, I got tongue-tied for a second. So it says in the article that while it is healthy to accept your emotions and reflect on them and release them, sometimes it is actually healthy for you to avoid an emotion or distract yourself from an emotion, or shift your emotion into a different experience. Because why? Emotions can take you on a cyclical and self-fulfilling form, all right? Now, there's a point where the more you indulge in these negative emotions like sadness, anger, grief, the more you're conditioning those wirings in your brain to trigger those emotions, which makes you more susceptible to continue to experience those emotions in the future. Okay. And there's this popular theory in psychology called catharsis, right? Which is basically the idea that you need to express yourself to release the negative emotions, aka when someone says, ooh, that was very cathartic for me, that sort of thing. However, actually, recent studies have shown that sometimes emotional release can actually strengthen the emotion and make it worse. Okay? Instead of venting your negative emotions, sometimes it's better to just shift your awareness towards something completely different and allow yourself to cool down and temporarily forget about your troubles, right? And healthy ways to practice escapism could be listening to, you know, music, watching a movie. Now, that's one of my favorite ways of healthy escapism. I like to watch movies. I like to watch very emotional films, like tearjerker type of films, because I'm so focused on what's going on with the movie that I'm not thinking about my current reality, right? You can journal even. I finally tried like journaling like when I was just not feeling the best, which normally I would not do because even though I have suggested that in the past, it just to me didn't seem as effective. And when I tell you that it actually was pretty effective, which I genuinely really appreciate that it was actually pretty effective. Reading is another way to just kind of like escape into like a different world and like a new world. And that is also something that I love to do. And I really do encourage you guys to always figure out what is a healthy way to handle something, right? There's always balance in everything, okay? You have to learn to choose your battles. You don't have to engage with every little emotion, okay? You're going to have bad days, sad days, apathetic days. They're going to happen, okay? And this is why people that are super temperamental and they have to just like pop off at every little thing that bothers them. They always have to talk about every little thing that bothers them. These are going to be unhappy people. These are the type of people that they personalize every little thing. They have something to say about everything. And these are people that are going to be unhappy. And these are going to be people that are going to be very vindictive because they feel like they put so much passion and thought into whatever it is that they're thinking that they think that people think the exact same way that they do. Why? Because it's human psychology. People usually think that people are just like them. So if you're going to be someone that's extremely distrusting or mistrusting of people, it's because you don't trust yourself, right? If you're going to be someone that's maybe too trusting and naive, it's because, well, you actually are those things. Okay? So you have to learn the balance in not, you know, going too far off the deep end and actually reflect and ask yourself, in what ways am I escaping? Am I drinking too much? Am I partying too much? Am I on social media too much? And I'm commenting on everyone's photo that I see when it has nothing to do with me. Am I always dwelling too much on all the negativity in my life? Am I always complaining over the fact that I want to lose weight, but I'm not doing anything about it? Am I self-sabotaging myself by staying in dynamics that don't make sense for me? am I keeping friends around that are super toxic? And I know that I don't want to, you know, I don't enjoy how I feel in this friend group, but I'm still sticking around because I just don't want to be alone. The new year is coming up. Okay. How we cope tells us everything that we need to know. There has to be balance in everything that we do. Okay. There has to be, you have to think, all right, if I'm usually, if you're engaging in negative escapism, this is going to be procrastination, right? So that you don't have to do what it is that you know that you should be doing. Oh, I don't want to go to the gym, so I'm just going to eat instead, right? Which is counterproductive. Oh, you have denial issues. Oh, I don't really think he meant what he said, that he didn't want to see me. He was just mad. He's just ignoring me for the past month because he wants to teach me a lesson, but I know he really wants to be with me. Or addiction, right? Where drugs and alcohol, maybe you're numbing yourself. Maybe you're, anything could be a drug of choice, essentially, really, to be honest, okay? And it allows you to hide and cover yourself from the parts of yourself that you do not want to accept. And let me tell you something. Personally, for me, I don't drink or anything. I know everyone drinks and it's a social thing. I'm very aware of that. Personally, I would not date someone that drinks excessively because I, one, don't even ever do it. And two, it makes me feel like, so you just can't be in your own body, your own skin for like 24 hours, right? You have to feel something to some degree, because some people, they don't know. There's like, they think that they're socially drinking, and it's like, no, you're not socially drinking. You're drinking every single day. Okay. So you're socializing every day and you're drinking every day. Like, you don't need to drink every single time that you socialize. And I have an interesting perspective as someone that doesn't drink. So I have such an interesting perspective when, with people that do, because it's just like, wow. Some people I have noticed, they simply cannot socialize and like get their nerves down without these type of coping mechanisms. And again, it's not an issue if you're using it to maybe calm your nerves down here and there. But if you legitimately cannot function in your everyday life without having to drink, and then you end up maybe over drinking because you underestimated how nervous you were and you just wanted it to like hurry up and kick in, like all these different things happen. And in order to avoid that from happening, you have to have a moment of realness and reflect and say, okay, what am I doing here? What am I actually doing here? What is the purpose of this? What reality am I living in where I refuse to accept what's going on? Because let me tell you something, angels, escapism can only last but for so long. You can ignore your reality all you want until life comes and boom, knocks you in the face. Life comes and the problems are still going to be your problems. Your issues are still going to be your issues. You're just delaying it and ignoring it right now. But everything is going to remain the same. And that's what people don't realize, that no matter you, it's like you have to choose strength. At some point in your life, you need to choose strength. You can't keep fumbling the bag every single time. The new year is around the corner, angels. Around the corner. You cannot keep folding every time you are being tested. You have to choose strength. I'm not going to keep on cycling with the same behavior patterns over and over and over again because I know where this leads. I know exactly where this is going, and I'm not going to be doing it anymore. These are very important things to think about, because at the end of the day, your life is your life. You will never get this second, this moment, this time ever again in your life. How are you spending it? What are some ways that you can cope with things in a healthy way? What are some ways that you can self-reflect and really actually get these things done before the new year. A lot of people have this idea of, as soon as January 1st hits, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. No. It starts right now. It starts today. What are you going to do today? We all have choice power. That's what we don't realize. We all have the same 24 hours, right? What are you going to do with those 24 hours, right? If you're constantly going to be daydreaming, you're not going to be doing if you're going to be daydreaming, okay? If you're going to be, you know, but the good thing is about, you know, daydreaming is these people tend to be very creative, right? If you were capable, think about this. If you are capable of making your own alternate reality in your mind, then you have to be an imaginative and creative person, right? And because you developed this habit of imagining, you've regularly exercised your muscles so you come up with new ideas all the time. How can you put that into work? Right? Maybe you're someone that likes to travel. Maybe you're someone that likes to live life on your own terms, right? These are things that you can channel into something big and great. Okay? Now, of course, on the negative side, this could lead you to maybe quitting your job or underperforming, right? Or addicted to maybe video games or, you know, like I said, procrastinating or just living in reality and you can't face what's going on. There are good and bad signs, right? When it comes to being an escapist. Now, like I said, the good signs lead to creativity and like exploration, but the bad signs lead to the procrastination, not being able to accept reality. And if you do have difficulty in accepting reality and pursuing your passion, then you could benefit from, you know, I always am a huge advocate of seeking, you know, professional help. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you could read books, you could do this, but nothing makes up for a professional opinion. Absolutely nothing. Okay? And I think I really just want you guys to think and reflect on what this new year is going to bring. Okay? Think about what you need to do to fulfill yourself. What sets your soul on fire? What gives you passion? What makes you, like, I used to read books all the time, and it's just like, what makes you wake up in the morning? What fuels you? It's just like when I do my consults. I get so passionate when I'm doing my consults. I love listening to you guys' stories and giving advice on it and just communicating with you guys. I absolutely love it. It's such a passion of mine to like help you guys curate a better life, to do whatever it is that I can to help you guys learn in the best way, being the person that I wish that there was for me, essentially. These are things that I'm passionate about. I'm passionate about teaching you guys about every aspect of being, you know, a woman, right? Whether that's from dating, self-love, you know, hygiene, being classy, feminism, etiquette. Femininity, etiquette, all of these different things are things that I'm all passionate about, things that I want to help you guys with. So I figured, okay, how can I channel that? All right, I have my podcast, I have my YouTube channel. What are ways that you can channel this escapism into your life? I promise you, there's something that you want to do. There's something that you love. There's something that you're passionate about. There's something in there. There's something for everybody. I believe that in my heart of hearts. Okay. You know, when you choose to numb and void the pain and not dealing with things, it's just going to fester. You're just hoarding these emotions over and over and over again, and eventually it's going to tumble, you know, over. Then you live an unfulfilled life. It's better, the younger that you are, to get all of this stuff out of the way. Deal with the temporary pain in service of the bigger picture. And I promise you, it'll be so worth it when you do that. Because life is very funny. Okay. And sometimes healing will require you to be, you know, have solitude. It will require you to be abstinent. It will require you to be sober minded. It's hard, but it's the road less traveled for a reason, but it's so worth it in the end. I promise you. Okay. The worst thing that we can do when we're feeling down is to slip into addictive patterns, right? We've all had these coping mechanisms to deal with our wounds, right? And we like to overindulge when we do these things, right? But it takes true courage and resilience and strength to overcome these types of things. It takes true, you know, self-esteem and confidence and building of your character. They say that pressure makes diamonds. You're a diamond. Pressure is going to be put on you. Turn up the heat. Turn up the pressure. Bring out your best self in 2022. That's what it's going to call you to do. Start today. Start now. Right now. That's what I want you to do. I absolutely believe in you. I know that you can do it. And if no one has told you, I'm proud of you. You're taking the steps. You're listening to this podcast. I know you want to be the best that you can absolutely be. And I know that you can. And I know that you will. Okay? So that is the end of this podcast, angels. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe this is the last episode of 2021. I will speak to you guys next year in 2022. I will be taking a break from YouTube. I'm probably going to upload one more video and then I'm going to take a break and come back in February. I will still keep the podcast going and I will also be very active on TikTok. So do not worry. I will still be keeping you guys in the loop. I'll be posting to my YouTube community board. Make sure that you're following me on Instagram so that you are keeping up to date with me with everything that I'm doing. And with that being said, I hope you have an amazing new year. I love you so much. And I'll speak to you beautiful angels in my next episode. Mwah.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue, the $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal, each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.